A good Monday morning from the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. I'm Mitch Williams with Radio On The Go Sports. The Hampton Dumont Cal softball team has begun its season 1-0 after defeating AGWSR 9-5 last Tuesday. Several starters are back from last year's team that went 6-17, but head coach Kelsey Enslin-Vogel says many are learning new positions.
We have a lot of new kids in new spots. Our outfield is all juniors this year, so we had Marin move. We moved her from right to left field, and then Addie's in center, so that was a consistent spot. And we had Peyton Hinders, which was new in the outfield for us in right field. And then our infield's kind of all mixed around. Besides Aaliyah, she's behind the plate. We had Maddie starting, and she did some for us last year. And then our infield, we moved Megan Sievers to third base. Bridget's at short. We played Keely at second. And then we have an eighth grader, Aubrey McWilliams, at first. And then we actually had Sylvie Morton, DH. So we have a lot of new faces. And like we said to the girls, I'm sure our lineup will change throughout the year.
After having exclusively eighth graders on the mound last season, Maddie Prolly and Kendall Eildertz are back for their freshman seasons, having combined for a serviceable 4.49 ERA last year.
They'll be the same two pitchers that are taking the load for us this year as freshmen. They both played for Heat in the offseason, so they've had a lot of pitching experience, and they've, you know, worked really hard to improve and gain some speed, gain more control. So you can see how much they've matured in the last year, just, you know, going from an eighth grader where they kind of, it's sometimes that deer in headlights look where they walk out onto the varsity field. Now there's like, I could tell Maddie had more command and had a lot more confidence. She actually hit in the leadoff spot for us too. I think she ended the night with six strikeouts. So yeah, I'm really excited just to watch them grow and just take more, you know, command and leadership of the team as we go through the season.
The Bulldog softball team returns to action tomorrow at North Butler. Taking a look back at state track and field from this past weekend, as Saturday was the final day of the IHSAA IGHSAU Track and Field Championships in Des Moines, that saw several more podium finishes for area athletes. Jason Eaton reports.
The 2026 Iowa Track and Field Championships have wrapped up here in Des Moines for the Radio On The Go Sports area teams. Beautiful day here down at Drake Stadium as the day started off very sunny, best weather we've had in all 3 days, and along with that, a record attendance day of 10,758 people, and combined for 3 days, 39,627. That ranks third all time for the high school state championships down here at Drake Stadium. Let's take a look at some area highlights throughout the day. This is not an all-inclusive list. You'll be able to find that at radioonthego.com, but let's start with the Class 1A girls. In the girls 800, Piper Smith from AGWSR. She runs a personal best time of 2 minutes, 15.92 seconds for a fourth place finish in the girls 800. In the girls 100 hurdles, Kennedy Brandt from Gladbrook Rhinebeck. She also runs a personal best with a sixth place finish time of 15.52 seconds. In the girls 4x400 AGWSR, they get to the podium with a time of 4 minutes and 0.37 seconds. That relay team being made up of Bryn Boozman, Gracie Wagner, Elise Olson, and Piper Smith. West Forks 4x4 team also competing in that 4x400 with a sixth place finish in a time of 4 minutes, 7.98 seconds. And that is a new school record for the West Fork 4x400 relay team, consisting of Evie Height Susan, Daisy Huff, Alyssa Wood, and Talia Pomeran. Turning to the 1A boys from East Marshall in the 4x400. They run a season best time of 3 minutes, 25.96 seconds. That's good enough for a sixth place finish for the relay team of Blake Newroth, Caden Grant, Eli Burns, and Kale Kerfey. Moving on to the Class 2A girls in the girls sprint medley, Grundy Center gets an eighth place finish with 1 minute 51.29 seconds. The girls shuttle hurdle from AP gets a fifth place finish with a time of 1:07.64. And in the girls 800, Grace Storyhan makes the podium with a second place finish with a time of 2:13.5. Izzy Jansen, the only runner representing Iowa Falls Alden down here today in the girls 100 meter hurdles. She gets a fifth place finish with a time of 15.21. Turning to some relays in Class 2A for the girls, Dyke New Hartford, they get a podium finish. Second place with a time of 3:56.86. That relay team being made up of Emmy Sager, Isabella Stumbo, Ruby Varney, and Chloe Paulson. The 4x400 team for Grundy Center, they run a season best time of 3:57.34. That team being made up of Maddie Hendershot, Raylan Steinmeier, Carly Lynch, and Grace Storyhan. Turning to the Class 2A boys in the boys sprint medley, Grundy Center finishes in first place with a time of 1:31.47. Not only a first place podium finish, a new state meet record for the Grundy Center boys. In the boys sprint medley, Applington Parkersburg gets a fifth place finish with a time of 1:34.97. Maddox Kruger, Trevin Thomas, Mason Prusner, and Owen Prusner making up that medley team. In the boys shuttle hurdle from North Butler, Jack Bartels, Bryce Schroeder, Jack Thorne, and Cameron Bartels get a fifth place finish with a time of 1:30. And in the boys 110-meter hurdles, Pete Lebo from Grundy Center has a personal best time with a sixth-place finish of 14.75. In the boys 200, Cameron Bartels, he makes the podium with a third-place finish and a personal best time of 22.18. And in the boys 1600, Emerson Vokes, he takes the first-place finish in the mile, and that time was 4:15.96, and in doing so, he also sets a new state meet record for the boys 1600 in Class 2A. Great weekend for Emerson, as he also took the title in the 3200 meter. And lastly, in the 4x400 for Applington Parkersburg, they also get a podium finish in that event with a time of 3:22.03. That relay team being made up of Maddox Kruger, Trevin Thomas, Sully Jansen, and Owen Prusner. And as we look at some team points, the Grundy Center girls will finish in fifth place in the Class 2A. They finish with 48 points, and the Grundy Center boys end up in a second place finish with 56 points. Reporting for Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Jason Eaton.
And thank you, Jason and John, for your reports this past weekend at State Track and Field. And of course, you can find full interviews on Radio On The Go's YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@RadioOnTheGo. And Iowa receiver Dayton Howard says having quarterbacks with experience in the program helped during spring drills. Junior Hank Brown and sophomore Jeremy Heklinski are competing to become the Hawkeyes' new signal caller.
It's definitely nice knowing that we have, obviously, first guys with experience that has been here for a full year. Obviously, like Hank and Heck and stuff like that. And even Jimmy, too. Fitz, they all look good. But it's definitely nice because we've had so much more time to connect and do, routes on air. And just a lot of off-season work has helped with the connections and everything.
Howard says all of the quarterbacks have been performing well.
It's so competitive, you can't really tell. It's not really definitive right now. I mean, I'm sure everybody has questions, but it's really like everyone's balling out right now. You can't really decide who's going to be where, but we're all just having fun right now.
At 6'5", Howard is Iowa's tallest wideout and says he is working to gain separation at the line of scrimmage.
I have gotten better at that, I feel like, just being more efficient with my feet because I feel like I have pretty good top-end speed, but just really being more quicker and using my quickness ability at the line of scrimmage. So that's what I've been working on most. So.
There are a lot of new faces in the receiver room, but Howard feels there's also a lot of talent.
I mean, I feel like we've always had playmaking ability, like last year. Sam Gill, Weege, Seth, and all them. I feel like we replaced them very well. Like, we're all we're all just kind of making explosive plays. So it feels like we haven't really skipped a beat, so it's pretty good.
Howard played in 11 games as a sophomore and had 8 catches for a team that finished 9-4. And of course, more sports online at radioonthego.com. For Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Mitch Williams.